And it is time again for the Warren County Radio Bible School, and we are between Sunday school lessons. We are finished with the lesson about Jesus healing the nobleman's son in John chapter 4, and we're going to begin the lesson about when Jesus was driven from Nazareth in Luke chapter 4. These are Sunday school lessons in a series on the life of Christ and a harmony of the Gospels. Yet between those two lessons in the little Sunday school book we're reading, and we're using the book of Elam's Notes on Bible School Lessons for 1924, and in between those lessons there is a little poem about striving and waiting and praying. And I'll read that poem to you in just a moment. First, I want to remind you, the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. Now, this poem is not attributed to any author, so I don't know who wrote it, but it's a little poem on strive, wait, and pray. And here's how it goes. Strive. Yet I do not promise the prize you dream of today will not fade when you think to grasp it and melt in your hand away. But another and holier treasure you would now perchance disdained will come when your toil is over and pay for all your pain. Wait. Yet I do not tell you the hour you long for now will not come with its radiance vanished and a shadow on its brow. Yet far, though the misty future, with a crown of starry light, an hour of joy you know not, is winging her silent flight. Pray, though the gift you ask for may never comfort your fears, may never repay your pleading, yet pray, and with hopeful tears, an answer that you long for, not that you long for, but diviner, will come one day. Your eyes are too dim to see it, yet strive and wait and pray. Now with that, let's go to our lesson text. We've come to the time in the life of Christ when he is going to be driven from the little village where he grew up in Nazareth. The text is Luke chapter 4, verses 16 through 30. And so reading that now, it says, when he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, he entered, as his custom was, into the synagogue on the Sabbath day, and stood up to read. And there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah. And he opened the book, and found the place where it was written, The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he appointed me to preach good tidings to the poor. He hath sent me to proclaim release to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. And he closed the book, and gave it back to the attendant, and sat down. And the eyes of all in the synagogue were fastened on him, and he began to say unto them, Today hath this scripture been fulfilled in your ears. And all bare him witness, and wondered at the words of grace which proceeded out of his mouth. And they said, Is not this Joseph's son? And he said unto them, Doubtless you will say unto me this parable, Physician, heal thyself. Whatsoever we have heard done at Capernaum, do also here in thine own country. And he said, Verily I say unto you, No prophet is acceptable in his own country. But of a truth I say unto you, there were many widows in Israel in the days of Elijah, when the heaven was shut up 3 years and 6 months, when there came a great famine over all the land, and unto none of them was Elijah sent, but only to Zarephath in the land of Zidon, unto a woman that was a widow. And there were many lepers in Israel in the time of Elisha, the prophet, and none of them was cleansed, but only Naaman, the Syrian. And they were all filled with wrath in the synagogue as they heard these things. And they rose up and cast him forth out of the city and led him to the brow of the hill whereon the city was built, that they might throw him down headlong. But he, passing through the midst of them, went on his way. That is the reading from Luke chapter 4, verses 16 through 30. The golden text is Luke chapter 4, verses 18 and 19. The Spirit of the law is upon me, or the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath appointed me to preach good tidings to the poor. He hath sent me to proclaim release to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. The devotional reading is Isaiah chapter 60, verses 1 through 11. Arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of Jehovah is risen upon thee. For behold, darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the peoples, but Jehovah will arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee, and nations shall come into thy light, and kings to the brightness of thy rising. Lift up thine eyes round about and see. They all gather themselves together, they come unto thee. Thy son shall come from far, and thy daughter shall be carried in the arms. Then thou shalt see, and be radiant, and thy heart shall thrill and be enlarged, because the abundance of the sea shall be turned unto thee. The wealth of the nations shall come unto thee. The multitude of camels shall cover thee. The dromedaries of Midian and Ephah, all they from Sheba shall come. They shall bring gold and frankincense, and shall proclaim the praises of Jehovah. All the flocks of Cedar shall be gathered together unto thee. The rams of Nebaioth shall minister unto thee. They shall come up with acceptance on mine altar, and I will glorify the house of my glory. Who are these that fly as a cloud, and as the doves to their windows? Surely the isles shall wait for me, and the ships of Tarshish first, to bring thy sons from far, their silver and their gold with them, for the name of Jehovah thy God and the Holy One of Israel, because he hath glorified thee. And foreigners shall build up thy walls, and kings shall minister unto thee. For in my wrath I smote thee, but in my favor have I mercy upon thee. Thy gates also shall be open continually. They shall not be shut day nor night, that men may bring unto thee the wealth of the nations, and their kings led captive. Now, as we get into this Sunday school lesson, there are several introductory notes, and here they are. The golden text is the text from Jesus' sermon on this occasion. From Galilee, after healing the nobleman's son, Jesus went back to Jerusalem for a feast of the Jews, John 5 and verse 1. Some suppose that this was the second Passover which Jesus attended after the beginning of his public ministry. During this visit to Jerusalem, the events and conversation of John chapter 5 occurred. About this time, John the Baptist was cast into prison. And when Jesus heard this, he withdrew into Galilee, Matthew 4 and verse 12. This, then, was his third return to Galilee after his baptism and temptation. Matthew, Mark, and Luke pass over unmentioned several months of Jesus' work, which is recorded in the first five chapters of John. Between verse 13 and 14 of Luke 4, there's a period of more than a year. This lesson should embrace verses 14 and 15. The preaching and works of Jesus produced a wonderful effect in Galilee, and he was glorified of all. Now let's look at the text and the explanatory notes. John chapter 4 and verse 16 says, "And he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, and entered, as his custom was, into the synagogue on the Sabbath day, and stood up to read." During the last mentioned tour through Galilee, Jesus came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up. When Joseph returned from Egypt with Mary and the child Jesus, he was directed by the Lord to go into Galilee. And from a babe until he was 30 years old, Jesus lived at Nazareth. He lived among the people to whom he now preached. Maybe he helped to build some of the houses in which they lived and to make some of the furniture they used. It was difficult for them to look upon him as the Messiah. Synagogues were established after the Jews returned from the captivity of Babylon, probably by Ezra and Nehemiah. Literally, the word synagogue means a congregation. From this, it came to mean the house in which the congregation gathered. And I might put this note in there. You know, that's done with the word church. While the church is really referring to the people who assemble, it is the meeting house where the people assemble that is often called a church. And I sometimes think what they're saying is that's short for a church building, an assembly building. And the same thing can be said about the synagogue in the natural evolution of a language. In Christ's time, synagogues were in the towns of Judea, Samaria, and Galilee, and in the towns of other nations where there was a sufficient number of the Jews. There was said to be 480 synagogues in Jerusalem. In these buildings, the children were taught, and the young men had their debating clubs and libraries. The people met in them every Sabbath, that is, every seventh day, the day we would call Saturday, to read the Scriptures and to worship God. Reading the Scriptures was a very important part of the service. God commanded the study of His Word. When the Jews met at their feast 3 times a year, the law was read, Deuteronomy 31 in verse 11. King Jehoshaphat, in the 3rd year of his reign, sent out princes and Levites to teach the law in all the cities of Judah, which was done with great effect in 2 Chronicles 17, 7 and 9. Later they met every Sabbath in the synagogues and in all the land wherever the Jews were scattered, whether they had synagogues or not, as we see in Acts 16, 12, and 13, to study the Scriptures and to worship. The Old Testament is meant. The New Testament had not been written. This kept alive in their hearts the knowledge of God and saved them from idolatry and helped to prepare them and the world for the coming of Christ. It was as his custom was, the text says. Jesus went into the synagogue at Nazareth on the Sabbath. It was his custom to go there to worship while living at Nazareth. And since his public work began, it was his custom to enter synagogues whenever he was to teach. Any competent person could read, and several might read at one meeting. Now, the text that Jesus came was handed to Jesus. He read from the book of Isaiah. Now, Isaiah is what it says in the old King James Version. It was the English way of spelling after the Greek word for Isaiah, but it's the text of Isaiah. It says in Luke chapter 4 and verse 17, "There was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah, and he opened the book and found the place where it was written." One of the advantages of the American Revised Version, now that's what we now call the American Standard Version, is the uniformity with which it gives proper names. The variations of the same name in the King James Version can be confusing. You see, the names in the King James Version are translated in the Old Testament from the Hebrew to the English, and in the New Testament from the Greek into English. And so that's why that's that variation in their names. Now we're going to end the class at this point, and we'll pick up there at the next class session for this school.